And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on 97.3. We're having a great time. We're talking fishing, talking Cedro sport fishing, one of the greatest spots on the water, having a great time. And Corey, we're giving away some great prizes and talking to some guys on some jam-packed phones.
Yeah, craziness, right? I mean, a full-year membership to fishdope.com for one lucky winner, $169 value. How does it get any better, right?
So cool.
And then Rosie's giving away two different spots, a $500 off, but a particular date on a trip.
A prime time date.
Yeah,
Father's Day trip.
Exactly. June 20th through the 24th. So that's a five-day trip, $500 off that trip. Two lucky anglers. When Rick and Corey announce it, if you text your names to my office cell number at 619-772-7570, text fast, furious. Hopefully you'll be one of the first.
Which? I'm not quite ready yet.
Yeah,
soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Soon.
Later on
I'm not
the show.
Feeling, yeah, yeah. We'll drop the hammer at some point.
You
but
got
I don't
it.
Think quite yet. And I just want to let people know, too, that particular trip, we have two trips that we do with Cedro Sport Fishing every year, and we were lucky enough to get our dates based on the fact that Let's Talk Hookup has been doing trips with Cedro Sport Fishing before it was an actual operation.
Correct.
Pete and I were lucky enough to go down with Tom Green and Adrian when they were still in the developmental phases of, hey, do you guys think that this is something that will work? Why don't we fly down? You know, that's before there was a property, and we stayed at a little motel that was on the island. And, you know, hey, we think this is going to be great. What do you guys think? And now getting to see where it has come with the tutelage of Rosie and all the great stuff. You know, we got our dates because we have been booking trips to Cedros for 15 years.
Right.
They're what we consider the primest of prime times. The trip you're giving away is literally the trip before ours. It is.
That's right.
It is prime time to be at Cedros. So it's not like you're giving away some dud of a trip with no spots. This is $500 off an absolute prime time opportunity.
And not only that, the charter master of this trip, Matthew Groff, he puts together these huge tackle boxes for each ponga. And whoever, is on that ponga, whoever catches the largest fish on that ponga keeps the tackle box and everything.
That's so cool.
So that box goes to the boat, and the individual on the boat that catches the largest fish gets it.
Yeah, and there's hundreds of dollars worth of goodies in there.
Are you kidding me?
With that said, because I'm sure your two spots are probably going to go away, are there other opportunities for people to get in? I mean, are there still spaces on this trip? Is there trips close to this one, maybe a week before or a week after? I mean, how is
absolutely
scheduling going?
You nailed it, all of it. So yeah, we have a few spots still open in June, got onesie twosie spots open in July, and if these spots get taken, let's work together and get you on another trip.
That's awesome, great deal. Well, glad to hear it. Well, phones have been packed up, super busy. We're going to continue with our catch report and jump in and talk to our surf guru. Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how you doing, Corey? Rock Hot.
Good morning, Gundy.
Have a great time, buddy. Good morning.
Yeah, just took a little bit to get connected here, but we're glad we're on the air, man.
Really pumped to have you, buddy, and thanks for making the switch over with us. We're excited to be here on 97.3 and having a great time doing it, and we always love hearing the surf reports. Gundy put so much effort into, kind of finding what's going on. I mean, if you think about the amount of distance that Gundy covers in his reports, I mean, local beaches for hundreds of miles, and we really appreciate all the work, buddy, and we love hearing the surf reports.
Actually, it's funny you said that, because I got a little different report for us this week, and I have to thank all my tackle shops. Those are the guys who give me the skinny, and I can put these reports together. But let's start up north. Another good week of fishing there. The good bite on those northern beaches for the bark perch. The Uptown Group held their last perch derby of the spring, and a dandy 2-pound, 8-ounce fish took top honors. The big perch was taken at White Sands on an anchovy pattern, 110 flash minnow. And those guys are really dialing in, fishing those hard jerk baits for those big giant perch. I think the next biggest went 114, 113. Lots of fish, one pound to 1.5. Most of the fish ranged from, and Santa Claus Lane, Hollywood Beach, Silver Strand, all those really good northern beaches. The other good bite was a halibut bite, and I'm going to do something a little bit different here. We had full moon, good tides this week. Guys caught a lot of fish in a lot of different places, but I'm going to give you five beaches where the halibut are biting and then how you might want to fish them and how they set up. Let me go through this real quick. The sandbar up at Santa Barbara Harbor Mouth. Now, this is a protected spot. It fishes best when the water's moving, and you get that smelt and anchovy lines up over this sandbar, and then there's a deep drop-off into the channel. So a very good... And this spot is typical of very other spots, and you might have a spot like this near you, but you want to fish good. It's a good plastic spot, 3 and 4 inch swim baits, darter head grubs or darter head soft jerk baits. It's protected water, so you can fish a little slower. Torrance Beach, another good beach. It's an open beach known for a lot of swell, good bait concentrations. The grunion run in here all the time. There's not a lot of structure, so you want to search bait, hard jerk bait. Work very well here, and a local favorite is the crocodile. Another spot, Shoreline Drive, Long Beach, protected beach behind the federal breakwater, known as the bait spot with lots of grunion-smelled anchovies. The locals like the drop shot flukes here, the Zoom fluke, Berkeley. White's a strong color, grunion and smell pattern are other colors. Doheny Beach, that's one of my home beaches, protected river mouth. There's a sandbar there, good grunion run. The harbor jetty's right there. You got more structure. Hard jerk baits fish well here. Not much swell. So swim baits, soft jerk baits, drop shots are good. And then finally, Carlsbad Lagoon, open beach, lagoon mouth, on the beach, flash minnows, X-traps, perch baits, standard anchovy, grunion, smelt patterns, and then spoons are very effective. And then in the lagoon, soft jerk baits, swim baits, and one of the favorites is live smelt. And this spot's known for a lot of 20-pound class fish in the springtime, and we report them to you here. But that's a lot of information.
Yeah,
that I thought,
buddy,
I'd put different at you guys.
A lot of halibut info, Gundy, and that's definitely one of my favorites in the surf. And, man, you're hitting on the head. It's just the right time of the year, and all those big fish come into the harbors and the bays and the lagoons and estuaries to do their spawn thing, and, man, to capitalize on it the way you're laying it out, I love it.
That's great. Yeah, that's Martin, great info,
Martin,
Gundy.
Give me a couple of your patterns for that smell pattern that MC has. You know, the smell, maybe,
well,
a good answer pattern, maybe a good grunion pattern.
First one that comes to mind is the blue grunion, and the blue grunion is a really soft, powdery blue back,
yeah,
with a key lime lateral line and clear, so it's a really good...
Very good.
Bright sun, clear water kind of bait, for sure.
It's one of those things where it looks like it's supposed to be there.
Yes.
It's not overly flashy. It's just, it's very natural looking. And
I'm bit already,
yeah,
man.
I'll take it. Oh, that's great, guys. Thanks a lot, man. I hope that information helps someone catch a fish.
Gundy, appreciate it. Thanks for hanging in there with us. I know it's a little longer than normal, and we really appreciate you hanging with us, buddy. Appreciate the phone call and report, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Good show.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that. Boy, busy, busy times. Why don't we jump right back into the phone,
Corey? Let's do it, Rick. We've got a lot of patient callers. Talk to Dave. Dave's calling from Anza this morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. So good to hear Rosie and Rosie's husband, too. I guess you're used to me calling that by now. But, yeah, Rosie, we remember you so well from your previous career in fish processing, where you'd be down there at the docks, boats would come in, RSW water, processor right there. But now you're in a remote area dealing with ponga fishing and the airplane ride back. So tell me a little bit about your fish processing that you have down there at Cedros now.
Well, he's chomping at the bit to tell you this, because I know you put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, I'll never forget the first time that I went to the island with my now partners, and they took me up to the fish processing hut and asked me what my thoughts were on it. And all I can say, it was like that emoji that you have on your phone with those big eyes, like, are you really seriously kidding me right now? So, yeah, coming from my background, coming from where I was so used to having everything pretty pristine, I kind of, not jokingly, but kind of facetiously said to my partners, well, can we just level this and start all over again? And they kind of looked at me, and they looked at each other, and they're like, yes, we can. It's like, great, then let's do that.
Let's start there.
Let's start there, exactly. So we built a new fish processing facility. Again, it can be clean from the ceilings to the floor. We brought in commercial-grade vacuum pack machines, 3 5-mil bags. Everything's labeled per species. Biggest, most important thing is everything is table ready. There's no red line on there. There's no skin on there. You open that bag, it's ready to go. I also received a text just a little while ago from one of our customers going out this year. Dennis is asking about how to bring that fish back. Well, you know, on the boats, you know, that fish is kept in ice, gets up to the fish house, everything gets filleted, cleaned up real nice, like I said, labeled per species, table ready. All is portioned in like 1 to 1.5 pound bags, small. So, you know, if Jeff and I are having dinner, it's great for us. If Corey comes over, we're taking out another bag. So, you know, it's really easy to just take out of the freezer what you need. Everything gets frozen, like I said, and on the day that you guys depart from the island, it will all go in soft-sided cooler bags and come across the border with you. All we ask is that you keep a cooler in your vehicle so that we can transfer the fish from our bags into your cooler. Another thing about the fish that people have been asking over the years, and one thing that they wanted improved upon, was usually there's 3 anglers per ponga. Mm-hmm. And the anglers would share the fish. And, you know, Corey, I love you dearly, but if I catch that 55-pound white sea bass...
You're not going to share it with me?
Well, I'll give you a tail section.
A little triangle piece of the fish.
Exactly. I'll give you that tail section. And probably the lower... Floyd.
Right. Oh, man, I'm going to have to pick off the carcass. How about the collar?
There you go. Well, you're not even getting the collar.
What a bummer, Jeff. The Christmas trees.
Oh,
they
Christmas
just ran
trees.
Out. Yeah, just ran out of Christmas tree sundaes.
I got to talk to Rosie after break.
But so being able to fillet and table ready, pound and a half packages.
Absolutely.
And the flight's so short, you're able to freeze that stuff and get it back. And
absolutely.
And honestly, having your private, let's just call it a private customs at the border, you're able to streamline and get all that over into
absolutely.
Your customers' coolers.
Absolutely. And it works out very well. So, and like I said, now that you guys are able to get your own fish, everything is tagged, bagged, it's all labeled, and it's all, you know, color-coded for, you know, getting back here. You get your own fish back,
so
get
clean.
It back frozen, and it's really nice.
It's very impressive what you're able to do in an area that just, you know, I mean, you're on an island in Mexico that, you know, it's just, it's amazing. And
it's, I don't want to say it's a remote island, okay, but you know what? There's no Home Depot.
Yeah.
There's no banks. There's no movie theaters. This is a very small inhabited island. I mean, anywhere from, and you know, in the winter, 2,000 people to the summer, maybe up to 3,200 people live there.
That are in the little town, but the rest of the island, 90% of the island, there's nobody.
There's nothing there.
And
there's nothing there.
And this stuff is not radio BS. I mean, it's everything that Rosie's describing is exactly how it is. They don't roll out the carpet for one special trip. I mean, everything, it's very impressive. You guys do such a great job. Well,
thank
Dave, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. Thanks a lot, and I know you're going to enjoy your fish when you get down there. All right.
Yeah, nothing but good times. Hey, the Catch Report today is sponsored by Fishman's Processing, the fish pros at Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they have the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheeses, and their famous tuna burgers, one of my favorites, at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishmansprocessing.com.
All right, let's talk to the man, find out what's going on. Your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Couldn't be better,
fantastic.
Buddy. Loving our new home here. Appreciate all the hard work you've done and helping us get the word out. I know, Dave, you've been very active on social media, just like Rosie, and I want to thank both of you guys very much for helping us spread the word. We appreciate it, buddy.
Absolutely. We got to let people know that it's okay. Everything's going to be all right.
Everything is all right. It's perfect.
That's right. So, what a week. Besides the fact that you had a big week, Rick, moving over there, Corey, you guys, Pete left you guys in charge, and you did a phenomenal transition, just to let you know. The show yesterday was great, and this morning sounds wonderful, so you guys did a great job.
Thanks, buddy.
But besides all that, the fishing has just been nothing but insane. Awesome. And it doesn't really matter. You can throw a dart at the wall and wherever you decide to go do. Yellowtail at Catalina, yellowtail at San Clemente Island, yellowtail on the horseshoe out in front of L.A. Harbor. The half-day boats, the three-quarter-day boats are catching them. Then you got really good calico bass starting to bite down at Dana Point. Then you got that bluefin. Oh, my gosh, look at that bluefin. And we already got cows coming over the rail on a lot of the sport boats and a lot of the private boats. The stuff snuck over the line for a few days, and I'm sure there's still fish over the line, and you just got to get some coverage and get some nice weather and get the guys out looking. And today's supposed to be absolutely flat all day out on the water, so be prepared. You're probably going to see all kinds of crazy stuff going on. And then that squid made another appearance over at Catalina in the middle of the week. And I know there were some guys that took advantage of that, caught some sea bass at Catalina, and that yellowtail. You take that stuff over to Clemente. That stuff bit pretty good on the squid at Clemente. Now it's kind of vanished for a few days, but it'll pop right back. Just all I can tell you guys, like we talk every week, if you're waiting to go fishing for something spectacular to happen, I don't know how it gets much better than it does right now.
You got that right, buddy. Yeah. There's great fishing. We got some good weather. We got good weather, light winds coming our way. And, I mean, just the grade of fish, how close it is to home, the areas in which it's biting, couldn't have said it better. There's really great stuff going on. And you can always keep up to date with what's going on and where it's biting with that fishdope.com report. I know you do such a great job every time you go reporting to Danny. And you say it yourself, you always check fishdope just to, it's just yet another source of information. Why would you go fishing and not check it ahead of time? And you can save $20 on a brand new membership to fishdope.com by entering the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. Or better yet, at the end of the show today, we're giving away $169 value, a full membership to fishdope.com to one of our lucky callers. And Dave, if somebody wants to keep in touch with you, the best information, how-to website out there, how do we find you at Your Saltwater Guide?
Well, guys, go to the internet, this newfangled thing, the internet, and check it out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Also, if you want to go fishing on a beautiful 65-foot Hatteras, you can give me a call at 949-374-0786. Corey, Rick, Rosie, you guys have a great week, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Great job, buddy. Appreciate that very much. And, again, we talked about a little earlier in the show with Captain Brian Woolley. We're really excited. May 18th, we're going to be live at Dana War Sport Fishing with your dad, your brother, the whole clan. Donna's going to be there, Brian Woolley, the whole gang. And not only are we talking fishing and talking a great spot celebrating Dana War Sport Fishing, we are giving away an entire charter on the San Mateo. Somebody's going to win a prize, either stand up to the microphone or on the phones, and they're going to get an entire charter for them and 12 buddies to get to go fishing
that
on the San Mateo.
So crazy, cool. Rick. You know, Brian Woolley was talking about 62 to 64 degree water. I could think about what I'd be doing with 12 of my best buddies.
Yeah, it's going to be insane. Just the fact that you're going to get a free trip on the San Mateo. And one other thing I wanted to talk about, guys, on my website now, we're doing interviews with the legends of the industry. We've got like a 5-part thing on my father. We've posted 2 parts of it already. A bunch of the old-time guys, Donnie Brockman, Doug Harmon, guys are on my website just spilling their guts and telling you all about how it all began back in the old days in the 40s and 50s. You guys want to go check that out also. That's just one of the other things on my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com.
Great job, Dave. Appreciate an excellent report. We'll look forward to talking to you again next Sunday.
All right, guys. See ya.
All right, thanks a lot for that. Corey phones. Oh, never mind. I was going to say, look at that. We had an open phone line. Somebody dropped off during the break, but unfortunately got gobbled right back up again. So I was going to say you could give us a call at 833-288-0973, but yeah, that one got full again. We got a lot of time. There's still plenty of show coming your way. Let's jump into those phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Arnie. Arnie's calling from Vista. Good morning, Arnie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Arnie.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Corey, Ricky, Jeff, and Rosie, how you guys doing? You guys sound great on the new station. Congratulations to you guys. You did a wonderful job of transitioning to this new station. We pick you up really good. Both apps work really great. And I just want to say thank you. I'm happy that you guys are over here. You got Adam over here. You guys are in great shape. You're just going to be beautiful, dude.
Loving it, buddy. Appreciate the kind words. We're excited to keep rolling.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, and Rosie and Jeff, I wanted to give you a special thank you very much from CCA San Diego. your continued support of CCA. Thank you very much. And Rosie, you got a birthday coming up, don't you?
Oh my gosh, I do. How'd you know that?
Well, happy birthday, Rosie.
Well, thank you.
Mother's Day.
Oh, I listen. I pay attention to that. happy birthday coming up next week.
Well, thank you, Arnie. I appreciate that. And I think we have another CCA event coming up here real soon, too.
Absolutely. And you are part of it. Thank you very much for you and Jeff for having a sponsor table there. Basically, for everybody who hasn't heard yet, the CCA San Diego chapter, we're having our annual fundraiser June 8th, 2019, between 5 and 9 p.m. at the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute. And we have tickets available. They are $60. They're available through either the CCA website or on eventbrite.com. Or if you really want to, you can call me on my personal cell number, 619-987-8127. We'll make sure we get tickets to you. The $60 ticket will also goes 35 of it goes to CCA for a 1 year renewal or new membership. It includes food, entertainment. We have tours of the Hub facility, which is awesome. If you haven't done it, it's great. They got a talk about yellowtail guys. They got a yellowtail that looks like a school bus in one of their tanks. I swear to God, when it goes by the window, it's incredible. I also want to tell you about some of the raffle prizes we have. Thank you, Corey. Thank you very much. MC Swim Bates donating something. One of the things we've been posting on our website is this Todd Burt from TV Metal Art. He's doing the Dorado. He's kind of doing it in process as he's got. I think yesterday he had it cut out, and he's going to start painting it. He's donating this Dorado to our raffle. M&M Custom Rods has donated a rod. Basically passes for the daily double. H&M is giving half day passes.
Yeah, lots of great stuff going on. We're really excited. It's going to be a huge event, Arnie, and lots of great giveaways from everybody in the sport fishing industry and everybody to come out support. And there's not a better organization out there that's taking care of us for our fishing. We really appreciate the information. Again, if you want to join us on that great time, the CCA event June 8th at Hub SeaWorld, going to be a great time and a great opportunity. And not only is that $60 going to get you into the event, but also going to either start a new or renew your current membership to CCA. Appreciate the phone call very much. Corey, let's grab another call.
Let's do it. Let's jump into it. Let's talk to, how about Tom? Tom and Cerritos, we welcome you to 97.3 The Fan, and let's talk hookup.
What's up, Tom?
Morning, guys. I wanted to ask Rosie, how many pongas are available, and how big a group do you take down there?
Okay, well, we'll start with the groups. We love our lodge because we take 12. Okay, so 12, 11 of your best friends are coming down with you. And definitely working on expanding that lodge. But for right now, we are taking in 12. So how many pongas do we have? Well, it depends on how many pongas we need. We normally put three anglers per super ponga. Our pongas are all 27 feet or larger, and we do have one skiff in there. But depending on, we have some guys that want to fish two per ponga. So there are times, we have one charter that they will have six pongas because they want two anglers per ponga. Now, just so you know, if you do want two anglers per ponga, like this group did, that means I have to lease more pongas. Mm-hmm. So there will be an added charge for that. And all of our pongas, like I said, are super pongas. They are 27 to 33 feet along with a skiff. In that mix, too.
Yeah, 27-foot ponga is super roomy for three anglers.
Yeah, and no need to tiptoe around that. I mean, that's an awesome opportunity, and of course, it's paid for. You're paying for an additional boat, but what a cool, if that is something that you guys really desire, split up amongst your group, and you want to pool some extra cash together and fish two boats, great. I can assure you it's not necessary.
Correct.
Because I fish the boats a lot. They are very... They're 27-foot boats, and we're talking three guys. So the necessity for sure is not there because I've been on them. But if that's something that just the two of you want to do, or maybe you're taking somebody down there to entertain them or a business trip and you want just the two of you, how nice is it that option is available?
Exactly.
That's awesome. Very cool. Well, hey, appreciate the call very much, Tom. You're going to have a great time fishing at Cedros. There's no doubt about it.
Hey, we're having a great time on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We're going to be right back with more Rosie, more from Cedros Island. I'm loving it.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, San Diego, you can now hear us on Alexa. Watch this. Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Hi, and thanks so much for joining us. How do you look at this game? Just kind of in...
Alexa now plays 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Fun time, Rick, with talking Cedros with Rosie and RH. And nothing but good time.
You got it in.
Yeah, Rosie's husband having a great time with us here this morning. No, Jeff and Rosie, we appreciate you coming in. We love talking about this island and this place. And you've done such a great job with the operation, and we love it. We're having a lot of fun, and we're having a lot of fun with you this morning. Again, it's been absolutely jam-packed phones. If you want to get through, the best way, 833-288-0973. That's our brand-new numbers. Phones have been absolutely packed all morning, and, man, I'm feeling it, Rosie. I think it's time. One more
time.
I think it's time for the big giveaway. So one more time, give us the rundown on exactly what we're giving away and how two very lucky people are going to get to take advantage.
All right, you guys. So I got two spots on the Father's Day trip, departing June 20th, returning on the 24th. It's a 5-day trip valued at $2,350. Okay, so what we need you to do is get your phones out. you're going to text your name to 619-772-7570 to get $500 off.
That's so
on
cool.
That trip. Okay, $500 off. And time starts
now.
Now.
All right. So
okay,
the next
guys.
Two people that text Rosie are going to get $500 off the Father's Day special. Very cool, and we really appreciate that. What
yeah.
a what a great
well,
celebration.
You.
We appreciate you doing that for our listeners out there. Hey, we're going to find out what's going on. Talk to our great buddy, Captain Bill Cavanaugh, the Intrepid's on the line. What's up, Bill?
Hey, good morning, Rick. We're calling in with a bluefin tuna report.
Ooh,
nice.
I like to hear that, man. Fantastic. I know you guys worked your butts off. The boat is looking absolutely beautiful. It was a long, difficult year. Not difficult, but a long process of getting that boat looking and running great. And I'm so happy to hear you're out there fishing and kicking butt on some bluefins.
Yeah, we're stoked. Actually, this year wasn't a long process. It was pretty quick. It said a little over 7 weeks. Last year was a long process. Last year was the year that we did our full repower. That was the long process. But the boat is looking really good. It ran flawless our first trip of the year. We just got back in this morning from our first trip, a three-day trip.
Awesome.
We fished bluefin tuna the whole trip. Yesterday was a down day, unfortunately. I know there was a little bit of fish caught, but overall, for the most part, ourselves as well as the rest of the fleet, it was pretty much a down day. We saw a little bit of fish, but we were not able to do anything with it. The day before was a different story. The day before, we got on a very large school of bluefin tuna in the morning, and it was all bigger fish. Like, it was no joke. It was all basically 100 pounds and up.
Oh, man.
I think we caught two fish that were right around 80 pounds, and other than that, everything was like 110 and up. Our jackpot winners were 130, 144, and 150.
Oh, man.
But I'll tell you what, man, it was quite the scene once those things came to the boat and started biting. Like, we were not prepared for the size of fish that we kind of ran into. It was fly line daylight fishing. The guys were fishing 40 and 50 pound to get bit, and it was quite the scene. We were throwing backup rods over the side. Guys were getting schooled. It was really something else. The school stayed with us for like 8 hours. We drifted with it all day long.
Unbelievable.
And it was a pretty awesome experience to have an opportunity of catching 100-pound-plus bluefin tuna all day on a very long drift.
Unreal. And that's on a three-day trip in relatively local, you know, local zone. I mean, a three-day trip, just how cool that fish is available, and what a day and experience you had for those anglers. And, I mean, that's trophy-grade fish all day long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a very unique opportunity to be able to, you know, drift on a school all day like that for that length of time and have a shot at, you know, catching a fish over 100 pounds all day long.
Awesome. How unbelievable is that? And, well, I'm super stoked for the guys. What was the gear necessary to get a bite? Where I know that's been kind of part of the deal that guys have been talking about on our at least on our local zone, is that it's been taking lighter line. But, you know, when you've got fish that are 100 pounds, you can only do so much. What was the appropriate rig for getting a bite out there for you guys on this trip, Bill?
That was our problem 2 days ago when we got on that school. We didn't have the right balance. You know, the guys needed to get down to 40 and 50 pound to get a bite. The guys that tried 60 or 80 pound, they just couldn't get bit. It was daylight hours fishing, so they were having to finesse fly line a sardine. We did hook a couple sinker fish, but the same deal, it was the guys needed to fish 40 or 50 pound to get a bite. We did try a number of times with a flat fall jig midday. We just had no success. We had the kite up. We didn't get any bites on the kite. It was straight finesse fishing fly line sardines to get a bite. And, you know, it was putting our tackle to the test, hooking them on 40 and 50 pounds.
How cool. Well, what a great trip. Congratulations. I mean, absolute trophy grade of fish, doing what you guys love to do on the Intrepid, a three-day trip. Well, congratulations on a great one, Bill. We really appreciate you guys keeping us up to date with what's going on out there. And if somebody wants to come with you on an upcoming trip, how do we do that?
Yeah, you just book online on our website at fishintrepid.com. Phone number's there, too, our office number. And you can check us out on Facebook at Intrepid Sport Fishing as well.
All right, great job, Bill. Thanks for keeping us up to date, and appreciate you joining us on our new home at 97.3 The Fan.
All right, guys, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. Nice going, Bill. Appreciate that. Well, Corey, phones are absolutely packed up, and Rosie, do we have any bites at all yet? You know, I'm sure it was real slow to go.
It was slow. I only have 35 text messages.
Yeah, we made that announcement, what, about 30 seconds ago, maybe a minute ago, something
like
that. Well,
and I will definitely get back and let everyone know if they are one of those two anglers or not.
Yeah.
How cool.
Exciting.
And yeah, I'll give you guys a call back.
After the show, we'll, you know, you'll be contacted by Rosie.
Yeah.
And congratulations to the winners, and thanks for everybody for the participation. And, hey, we're still giving away a trip to, or a gift certificate, full-year membership to fishdope.com, and phones are packed. Let's keep rolling, Corey.
How do you beat that? Let's do it. Let's talk to Mike. Mike's calling from Torrance this morning. We welcome you to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Rosie. Good morning, Jeff and Corey and Rick. How you guys doing?
Good. Hey, good, Mike.
Good. Just want to say what a wonderful experience I've had down at Speed Roast Sport Fishing before. Your lodge, the accommodations are phenomenal.
Thank you.
Everybody takes personal service with you, and they wash your clothes for you at night. There's a laundry service, and they cut your fish just like you did at Five Star, immaculately, and they package it up for the ride home. We had a nice center console boat when we were out there, and we caught a bunch of yellowtail, and calico bass was phenomenal. We got into some grouper fishing. Just want to thank you for the service you do, and I'm real happy for Let's Talk Hookup at their new home over here at the Fan. And go Padres.
All right.
Man, I think we need to come up with another $500 gift certificate for Mike.
That's
solid call.
Right? but, you know, one thing that he did bring up that, you know, we haven't even talked about our crew down at Pedro's Sport Fishing.
And the laundry service.
And the
laundry
service. And that's, you know, I mean, our crew is just the best. I mean, it's the proverbial mi casa, su casa. Your family.
It is difficult for you to be able to get to your own things before they do for
correct.
You. You know, I mean, when you step off that plane and you're, like, looking for your bag, it's difficult for you to beat them to grab it because they want to load it for you and help you. And, I mean, just anything. You need an extra, you know, couple of Cokes and a couple of waters in your room at night. It's just everything happens so quick, and they're a rad team that you've assembled.
They are there to accommodate you, and they do it fabulously.
I mean, Cedro Sport Fishing, that's the premier operation on the island, and it's not a big island, and the cream rises to the top, as they say, and you guys get to have your pick of the best. That's the spot that carries the most people and has the most opportunity, and you know, you get lucky enough to take your pick of the best that's available, and it shows because the team is awesome.
And that view.
Oh my God. Just the and honestly, the rooms, again, you're staying on an island, the linens are nice, the air conditioning is killer, the rooms are set up perfect, it's just
the meals are
the shower head that was in our room was nicer than the one we have at our house. I mean, just everything about it at the island is fantastic and amazingly comfortable, and how you guys do what you do that far from home, I don't know, but keep up the great work. It's awesome.
Well, thank
you. I'm with you, Mike. It's a great spot, and glad you've had such a great trip, and appreciate all the kind words. Who's up next, Corey?
Let's jump back into it, Rick. Let's talk to John. John's calling from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys, and Rosie. Great show. Just curious about the food. I know you just mentioned that you've got a gourmet chef, and how do you guys normally do the meals, and what kind of food would I?
That's a great question because talking breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and
we have two great cooks down there, and this is very family style. What these gals make for their families at home is what they're going to make for you. And, you know, breakfast in the morning, you know, coffee's always ready by, like, I don't know, 4:30. Yeah. I'm not getting up at 4:30, but you can. by 5:30, I'm down in the kitchen and having my coffee. And it could be, you know, huevos rancheros or chorizo. Sometimes all I want is toast, you know. But there's lots of different varieties for breakfast. Your lunch will always be made and put on the panga with you. I want to say they're like machaca burritos. And then you
part
could.
About fishing and ball.
I love those.
Oh my God!
Burritos,
so good.
And then lots of snacks and goodies are also put in the cooler for you. And then you also have the opportunity to order like deli sandwiches, and all your waters and sodas and Gatorades will be put in there also, along with lots of snacks. There's plenty to eat out on the water. The first night that you're there, it's always a very traditional family style carne asada dinner, and all the in betweens. I mean, if you want your fish that you caught that day cooked for you, let the cook know. They'll cook your fish for you.
How cool.
You'll always have, you know, fish tacos, machaca, pozole. Oh my gosh.
That's so good.
I don't know. Did you guys have the albondigas soup down there? It was like
meatball soup.
Yes, but
you're
the meatballs are made with Dorado.
Oh, that's wow. Cool.
They're fabulous.
The food is great.
Yeah. And then the last night is always usually a ribeye steak, baked potato type of thing. So
The one thing that we would be amiss for not mentioning is, and I've been all over Mexico, there is the best tortillas in the entire world are made on that island.
Well, if I remember correctly, I think Dallas was speaking this morning, and basically you guys have one bag of tortillas left from your trip that you guys froze, and you take them out sparingly to enjoy these tortillas.
You were the one that meant, you know, Rosie sends out like a little list of like her tips, you know, don't forget to bring your sunglasses and your this and your that, and one of them is don't forget to stop at the tortilleria on your way to the airport to bring them home, and I think we brought a gross of them, you know, we brought 12 bags of 12, yeah. You know, whatever we could get our, and they are the best in the entire world.
I think the most we ever brought back was like 50 or 60 bags.
Oh my gosh.
It was labor just getting them across the border.
Yeah, I mean, it's like once you have these tortillas, there is no other tortilla on earth.
Yeah, you can't go back to Mission after having that.
And, you know, it's like you hand them out to the neighbors, and the neighbors want to know, you know, they want to drive to the store that you got. It's like, yeah, no, you got to fly and you ain't getting them.
So. Yeah. Bring an extra bag when you go down with you, John.
The tortillas are epic.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. John, you ready to head down?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That sounds great.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that.
Let's jump back into it, Rick. Let's talk to Rich. Rich is calling from Chula Vista this morning. Welcome. Let's talk hookup, Rich.
Hey, how's it going, guys? How's it going, Rosie?
Good, Rich.
Quick question. A lot of people are budgeting, you know, trying to figure out the budget for the trip or for tips. What about the budget for the fish that you want to ship back? What are we looking at? Let's say you have a great day. What kind of budget should you be looking for to ship that fish back?
Well, you're not shipping any fish back. You're actually just bringing it back with you.
Everything you've done, they freeze for you. Like Rosie mentioned earlier, hops on the private plane, and that private plane is going to land at Tijuana International Airport, correct?
Correct.
$0
there
is your budget.
We are all inclusive, and we mean it. From the time that you get into my hot little hands to the time you come back, the only thing that you're going to be worrying about maybe is your gratuity and your alcohol. You know, your beers are a buck and, you know, and your gratuity. Other than that, we take care of the fish processing and we take care of the fish coming back also.
Nice.
Okay.
Appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. Let's try and sneak one more in there, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John's calling from San Diego this morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, John.
What's up, John?
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask if you guys ever fish on the backside of Cedros. It seems like that area would be almost like going back in time with the lack of pressure.
Oh, we fish all over that island. On the lower south side on San Augustine, I mean, some of the kelp, the kelp down there is unbelievable. I have pictures of Dallas and Rick in that kelp last year where the kelp just goes on and on and on. So absolutely, you know what, we fish wherever the fish are heading that day. So
the beauty of Cedros is you get to fish where condition and fishing dictates, and wherever the best fishing is and the best condition and most comfortable area for you to be in, that's where you go. And, you know, Dallas and I had a day all the way up the backside of the island, you know, three quarters of the way up the island from the bottom, you know, La Colorada, which is quite a ways up the other end. And you're right about it being Jurassic Park. In 2 days up there, Dallas had a 9-pound calico, a 9 and 2 7s. I had a 6-pounder.
Wow.
And then our Pongero, which was so funny, Javier, he's very extremely respectful, and you really need to convince him to try and fish with you. You know, his deal is, oh, this is your boat and your trip, and I don't like to fish. And Dallas and I forced him to fish with us. We were having a great time. He fires one of his first baits out there and caught what was the second largest bass in a number of time. We had a fish that was right around 11 pounds. And, like, it was difficult for him to want to celebrate because he that was a fish that could have been in for Dal, and it was amazing. And the fishing up there is incredible. There's nothing like it. You'll dig it for sure. It's an awesome spot, John. And anytime you can get that far up the backside where it's not fished is pretty spectacular. John, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy.
Oh man, we're having such a good time. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Cedros, more from Rosie. When we come back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, May 18th, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick, and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, will host a live broadcast from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point. Don Hanson and the Hanson family will talk about the great opportunities available from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Their great fleet of sport fishing boats have been taking Southern California anglers fishing for decades. In addition, Don has played a key role in working with SAC on fisheries issues like sardine and more, and he'll talk about those and other issues that are on the horizon. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. Tune in Saturday, May 18th, for a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Hey, San Diego, you can now hear us on Alexa. Watch this. Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Playing 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
As a gauge, but typically West Coast teams struggle when they go to coast.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We've had a fun time in studio. R.H., Rosie's husband, chose a lucky number, and Tom and Cerritos has won our $169 value 1 year membership to fishdope.com, and he's going to be super stoked.
No doubt about that. Congratulations to Tom. A full year of the best fishing info on the water and network of sport boats and spotter planes and private boat fishermen alike. What a great opportunity, and congrats to that, and we sure appreciate our buds at Fish Dope for letting us do that. Rosie, cannot begin to thank you and Jeff for coming in and hanging out and talking about such a fantastic operation. 2 hours flies by when we're talking
really
about
does.
Such a great spot. But if somebody wants to join you on an upcoming trip, it's busy, but there are still opportunities to get through, and you work magic making people get to that island. How do we do it?
All right, so just give me the easiest way. Just give me a quick buzz at 619-772-7570. And you can also check out our website at sadrossportfishing.com. And we love your new digs at 97.3. It's fabulous.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. We love having you, and we'll look forward to hearing Jeff with upcoming weekly reports as soon as the season gets rolling. Appreciate that, guys. Hey, we appreciate you listening. A couple of great shows. Thanks for kicking us off our brand-new home here at 97.3. Next weekend, Captain Rollo's Reel Awake Give-Off. We're going to have a lot of guys from Rollo's Kids at Sea. And then next Sunday, Captain Renee and Captain Paul from the show are going to be joining us. Lots of great info coming your way at 97.3 The Fan.